Welcome back to Dave's Gone By on AM 1240 WGBB Freeport and AM 1240 WGBB.com. And Dave's got guests, a really special guest. I'm so excited, an actually incredibly famous guest, which is just thrilling to me. I actually did a birthday tribute to this man a couple of weeks ago when he turned the big 6'5" and spoke about him and played a little music, but now I actually have him on the phone talking to me for real. I'm so excited. The one and only Neil Sedaka. Welcome, Neil.
Thank you, Dave. Nice introduction, except one of the pitfalls of being a celebrity is everybody knows your age.
Well, it was not a secret. I mean, I hope you don't mind.
Not at all. I'm happy to be still around.
And you don't look a day over 50, so.
Me and Dick Clark, we say the same.
So, first of all, things are good. I mean, you're still as busy as ever, and you have a relatively new CD out. So why don't we start with that?
Yes. I have a CD of Yiddish songs. It's called Brighton Beach Memories, Sedaka Sings Yiddish. And these were the songs that I heard growing up in Brighton Beach, Brooklyn.
Mm-hmm.
And I have a great love of these songs, and I will be doing Carnegie Hall June the 3rd with the Klezmatics. And it is a benefit concert for the Folksbeen Jewish Theater of New York City.
They're like 90-something years old at this point, aren't they? Or something like that, yeah.
That's correct. And I think that I'm very thrilled with it, and I've gotten a great reaction from all of the country.
That's marvelous. Let me ask you, were you of a particularly Jewish upbringing?
Well, I was bar mitzvahed, but and I went for the high holy days to synagogue.
Mm-hmm.
My mother was a Galiciana. My father was a Sephardic Jew.
Oh, wow.
His parents came from Istanbul, Turkey, and moved to New York around 1910. So I remember these songs with fond memories. And even Claire Barry will be singing a song with me at June 3rd at Carnegie Hall from the Barry sisters.
No offense, I didn't realize one of them or both are still with us. That's pretty amazing.
Claire is still with us, yes.
Might as well also tell, one of the songs on the CD is My Yiddish Mama, mm-hmm. one of the more famous ones. And you have a story about that that goes back, 40-odd years to your first appearance, was it, on Ed Sullivan?
Yes, I was on Ed Sullivan. I believe it was 1961, and I did Calendar Girl, of course, was a hit at the time, and I wanted to do Yiddish Mama, and during the dress rehearsal, Ed Sullivan asked that I delete it from the program, and I was very upset, and I had a big mouth manager who took it up with the powers that be, and he finally convinced them that I do Yiddish Mama on the Ed Sullivan Show, and it was had a great response.
What do you think Sullivan was afraid of? Did he literally say it's too Jewish, it won't play, or what
well,
was the...
Well, I think he went all over the country, and he was thinking of Fred and Marge from Kansas City, and he was thinking of his mainstream audience. But, I am very proud of where I come from, and I'm proud of my roots. And I'm so glad that it was on. But I never got a chance to record Yiddish until just a few months ago with this CD.
Yeah, it's on, by the way, Sameach Music Records. I guess they've done a lot of stuff in the Jewish field. I have not heard of them before. But
yes, and we sell it on the internet on my webpage, neilsedaka.com. And I've been touring all over the country, and we sell it in the concerts as well.
Great. Let's roll back the clock a little bit, again, back to the beginning, moving away from the new CD to some of the great hits that you've had over the years, and especially coming up. First question that I had was, people don't realize that you co-wrote so many of those songs with a fellow named Howie Greenfield.
I was 13 when I started writing songs, and Howie Greenfield was 16 years old. I miss him terribly. He's passed on in the 80s.
Oh, okay.
But we had written over 500 songs together, including Love Will Keep Us Together, The Hungry Years, Calendar Girl, so many songs together. Happy Birthday, Sweet 16, Breaking Up Is Hard to Do.
Do you remember the first song you wrote together?
Oh, it was a bad one.
Oh, well, always.
We were only 13 and 16 years old. But we got better as we went along, and I was one of the first, we were one of the first teams to go to the Brill Building in New York City and write for the Brill Building.
What was that like, working in that atmosphere?
Very exciting. Very, very exciting. It was writing songs from 10 in the morning till 5 in the afternoon, 5 days a week. It was a wonderful time in music. It was real teenage music, and it was doo-wop music, and I had a doo-wop group, actually, called The Tokens.
Not related to The Tokens who did The Lion Sleeps Tonight.
The same group, yes.
Oh.
I started The Tokens, and then I went on to do a solo career, and they went on to do The Lion Sleeps.
I didn't realize. Oh, that's interesting. That's amazing. Now, again, after, or I guess during the Brill Building period, some of the folks, did you ever get a chance to work with people like Carole King?
I brought Carole King into the Brill Building. She was a girlfriend of mine back in Brooklyn, New York.
You dated, actually, or just girlfriend as in friend?
We were dating.
Oh.
Her name was Carole Klein then.
Uh-huh.
And there were other great writers in the beginning of the Brill Building, Neil Diamond, who lived across the street from me, Paul Simon, Tony Orlando, Barry Mann, Mort Schumann.
Did you ever co-write with any of these other people? Or
only
was it just
with
Howie
Greenfield and Phil Cody and Carol Bayer-Sager.
Hmm.
Those were my only co-writers, and I'm happy to say the last 20 years I've been writing my own lyrics and love doing that.
Kind of wondering also, as far as other folks that you've worked with, did you ever get to work with Phil Spector?
No, I did not.
Did you know him, though? Was he part of that
whole
scene?
I met him on several occasions, yes. My stuff was happy stuff. You know, the songs were very happy. People always asked, were you smiling during the recording sessions? I was. You know, Happy Birthday, Sweet 16, and the original Stairway to Heaven, and Calendar Girl were all very happy, a little naive perhaps, but you could understand all the lyrics, and you could you could dance to it.
Here's a question for you. When the Beatles and the Stones came, did something sink in your heart and you said, oh no, that's sort of the end, or did it overtake you by surprise and then you looked around, it was 1965, and the bottom had dropped out without you realizing it necessarily?
The Beatlemania came in 63, and people like myself were being replaced by the British invasion. I wrote for 10 years for other artists. I wrote for Andy Williams, Johnny Mathis, Elvis Presley.
What song did Elvis cover?
Elvis did Solitaire.
Wow, okay.
Yes, and
did you meet him?
I met him, yes, at the Las Vegas Hilton. He invited my wife and I backstage, and we got to see his show. And I'm happy to say that Solitaire has been re-recorded 31 years later by the magnificent voice of Clay Aiken, from American Idol, and his record is number one for the 8th straight week in Billboard magazine.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
And speaking of, okay, so the ups and downs in the industry, there was that period when you were writing for other people and your own stuff was kind of, you know, not so much out there with your face on it, and then Elton John happened. I mean, how did that come about?
Elton was a good friend. He was a fan of my old recordings, my old career, and we met in London. He was starting a record company called Rocket Records, and he asked if I wanted to join the label. Of course, I was over the moon.
Right, yeah.
And we put out an album called Sadak Is Back, which brought me back after 11 years of absence.
Mm-hmm.
And on it was Laughter in the Rain, which was the number one record in 1975.
And there was also Bad Blood, I think, was a big...
Bad Blood, Love Will Keep Us Together, The Immigrant, That's When the Music Takes Me, and the remake of Breaking Up Is Hard to Do. You know, I redid it as a slow ballad.
Of course, yeah. I do have to ask about the Captain and Tennille hit. The first time you heard it, was it just like, oh my God, I'm going to be very famous and very, very, very rich again? Or was it just, oh, this is really good, I hope it becomes a hit?
It was sent to me in the mail. I was living in London with my family, and I put it on the turntable, in those days, 45 RPM, and I almost fell off the chair. It was a perfect pop record.
Yeah.
I had never heard of the group. It was their first debut record on A&M, And it was my, I received my first Grammy for Love Will Keep Us Together.
Oh.
It was the biggest record of the year.
Was the syncopation theirs or yours, that piano?
That was mine.
That was, so that did come from you, even that
yes,
kind of bounce to it.
I actually recorded it first on an album, Sadak Is Back, and the Captain and Tennille heard my version and did a cover record.
Wow. And, okay, now moving into the current times, you're, of course, putting out the Yiddish songs that you did not write the lyrics for, but you're still writing your own songs, too.
Absolutely. I have a new record of a new collection of songs called The Show Goes On,
mm-hmm.
that we sell on neilsedaka.com. And I am very proud of the fact that June the 10th, I am being honored at the Songwriters Hall of Fame. They are giving me the Lifetime Achievement Award. It's the Sammy Kahn Lifetime Achievement Award, and I'm very thrilled at that.
Well, Lord knows, you certainly deserve it. I do have to ask, you started writing songs in the late 50s, unless, my timeline is correct. After all these years, when you sit down at the piano, or maybe also do a guitar, how do you come up with something new to say, or a new song, and what do you pull from the air to write about?
It's very difficult. So you become more picky, and that blank page in front of you can be very frightening. What do I do?
Yeah.
I sit at the piano. I'm inspired by other singers. Usual vocal style. I listen to other singers. I'm inspired by vocal styles. And I will write about whatever is happening in my life, whatever is happening around me, the culture of the time. You become more picky because you want to develop and grow. You want to write something that you haven't written before.
Right.
And after 1,000 songs, it becomes more difficult. But, that's what keeps the creative mind going. You always have to be up at bat, and you always have to top yourself.
Do you prefer to get lost in the studio and mixing and then overlays and things like that? Or do you have a more thing like, let's try and lay it down, and then we'll sweeten it later, put a couple of things in, but let's really get it like in one or two takes and boom?
I am very quick. I take the second or third take. I'm very spontaneous because I'm a live performer. So, Dave, I like to do it quickly, and then I sit with an engineer, and we go over it with the musicians and the layering and the mixing.
Terrific. Just one or two quick more questions, because I know you do have to leave us, but if there's a song that you've written over all these years that you think might be the one lasting one or your favorite, what would it be?
I would say, The Laughter in the Rain and Solitaire. Laughter in the Rain because it brought me back after 11 years of being off the charts and out of the business. And Solitaire because it has been recorded by so many people and now Clay Aiken having a tremendous smash with it. And having a young singer with that incredible voice doing it is quite something.
All right. Let's just remind folks, again, that the CD that you're pushing on June 3rd, as for the Folks Bina benefit. Folks Bina, by the way, is a Yiddish theater. They have English translation by a headset. But all the plays are done in spoken Yiddish. Sometimes they're new, sometimes they're old. And the benefit is where?
At Carnegie Hall.
On June 3rd, your CD, Neil Sedaka Sings Yiddish, Brighton Beach Memories. And just remind people a couple of the song titles so they know.
Oh, By Mir Bist Du Shein, Via Hinzelis Gain, Eishes Chayil, oh my goodness.
Sena, Ich Hob Dich Zuf, I haven't heard of that
Lieb,
one. Yeah. Ochichornia.
Belt My Shtetele Belt.
And people won't even know. You do the theme from Exodus. I don't think people knew it had lyrics.
You know who wrote that?
I thought Ferranti and Teicher, but I guess not.
You won't believe. Pat Boone wrote the English lyric to Exodus.
Oh, my God.
Nobody knows that. It's a beautiful lyric.
People will get the CD, and they'll play it, and they'll know. So they can get it at neilsedaka.com. It's on Sameach Records, Sameach Music. And anything else you just want to say to folks?
I'm looking forward to seeing all the fans in the coming months.
Terrific. Thank you so much for coming
Thank
to
you.
The neighborhood. Have a great day.
My pleasure, Dave.
Shalom.
Shalom.